On Wednesday's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Steel Roden and Big Flip Livingstone, it's time for another Who Would You Rather Own special, and of course, feeding you what you need to stack that loot on Wednesday's six-game DFS and big-time betting board. Let's get it.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The intro music always fires me up. I hope it fires you up too. Welcome back, everybody, to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Big Flip Livingstone and Steel Roden. We are here for episode number 45, I believe, Steel, and we are fired up as always. Our math might not be that great, but hey, our analysis and picks are solid, so thank you for making us your first listen every single day. You know Steele and I really appreciate it. We are a part of the Locked On Network, and you can find us across all platforms. You find your favorite and hottest content. On today's episode, we have a jam-packed show. There is some big news breaking from the NHL in terms of an injury to Nathan MacKinnon. We will be taking a look at what that means for the Colorado Avalanche, who you might be able to slot into your lineup. Stay tuned for that. But of course, we're also doing a pillar segment to this show. Who would you rather own? A big question in a lot of fantasy circles with two big-time left wingers. And of course, don't forget, we got to pay the bills, baby. Big-time bets. Steals the DFS guru. He's got your targets. Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to stop talking, Steel. Let's get right into it, my friend. It just came down the wire. Nathan MacKinnon gets into a little scrap the other night. I don't know what he was thinking there, but it looks like, if you're reading the coach's quotes, which I will in a second for you, this might be trouble for the Colorado Avalanche and, of course, Nathan MacKinnon owners as well.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be trouble for the Colorado Avalanche because, you know, they already have Gabriel Landeskog out, a couple more guys who are some of the regulars as well. But I do understand why he fought. You know, they're going up against a division rival in the Minnesota Wild. Things were starting to get a little chippy. Matt Dumba obliterated Mikko Rantanen out there when he was entering the offensive zone. So Nathan MacKinnon, you know, we've seen a couple of times in his career, he's not afraid to answer the bell and step up for his teammates. So I understand why he fought. But like I said, the Colorado Avalanche already have three regulars out for an extended period of time. Their big one right now being Gabriel Landeskog with that knee injury. Your team needs you for the playoffs. And we've seen this a couple of times, you know, when Connor McDavid broke his hand, his shoulder, he's out for an extended period of time. And that really, really doesn't help his team. So with these star players, you never want them to get into a fight that's especially going to get them injured. And that's exactly what happened for Nathan MacKinnon. We don't know how long he will be out of the lineup, but you're putting your team in a very tough position. You're at the end of you're getting close to the end of the regular season, going into the postseason. Your team needs you. Your team needs you the most. You're one of their best players. We can throw Cale Makar, Mikko Rantanen in there, but you're the star forward on this team. So your team needs you. I need you. Fantasy owners out there need you. You've already missed enough games this season. Why do you got to go out there and do something like this? Stop trying to be something you're not. We've seen you fight a couple of times, but that is not your game. Stick to what you know. Mm-hmm. Everything else pretty much besides fighting.
I like how fired up you are. I can tell you are obviously one of the Nathan MacKinnon owners. We talked a little bit about how good he is. And at the end of the day, we know we get it. You're tough. We get it. You're willing to drop the gloves. Good East Coast boy who's going to stick up for his teammate. But let's be real here. Did his teammate need sticking up for there? Sure, he got his clock clean, but that was a clean hit. There was no penalty on the play, I believe. There's no suspension. There's no anything like that. So as much as I get standing up for your team, I'm with you, Steele. You are worth much more than what that little scrap would have meant. It looks like on the way when he fell down, it looks like he almost hits his hand off the ice. I'm not going to speculate, but when the coach goes like this and a quote, possibly could be stemming from the fight, when he was asked about the risk of the injury, he goes, it's high. That does not sound good. You don't come out and make those kinds of comments unless you have a pretty good feeling about what's going to happen here, Steele. We're not going to get too much more into it. We just had to talk about it, and we'll leave it at that. Other than Arturi Lehkonen, we talked about having an opportunity. I would say that opportunity is a little bit bigger now. So we'll see what happens there. But that could be another episode. Don't you worry. We have you covered. If Mr. McKinnon is out for a period of time, that will be a special episode. Do not sleep. But Steele, who would you rather own? One of our pillar segments, my friend, for the reboot of this show, even though we're not sure what episode we're on, that's okay. Tough one, my friend. This is a tough one. Top two left-wing scorers in the game this year, both have 90 points. Johnny Gaudreau, Jonathan Huberdeau, two nasty players. You mentioned some heart love for Johnny Gaudreau. He deserves it. Let's talk about it, my friend. Johnny Gaudreau's the guy you're talking about. Let's hear it.
I think both those guys definitely deserve some heart consideration. They're having fantastic seasons. If this is any other year, I'm definitely going with Jonathan Huberdeau because of how consistent he is every single season. But because of the way that Johnny Gaudreau was able to bounce back over the last couple of seasons and put up 90 points so far with still like 16 games remaining, 15 games remaining in the season is very, very impressive. So for me, I got to go with Johnny Gaudreau for this one. Like I said, his prior two seasons were nothing very special. 58 points in 70 games two seasons ago, 49 points in 56 games last season. And for him to put up 90 points, you know, like I said, with 15 games remaining in the season, it's just, it's very, very impressive. You know, his skating and his edge work is vastly underrated. Before we hopped on here, you mentioned his stick handling ability, especially around the net, you know, his hand-eye coordination and being able to get the puck up from in tight quarters is very underrated. So for me, I got to go with Johnny Gaudreau, even though I am a huge, huge fan of Jonathan Huberdeau.
Look, both of these guys, when they're on their game, are the kind of players to me that are worth the price of admission. Fun to watch. Move the puck. Johnny Gaudreau looks like sometimes he has the puck on a string. You know, that term is one that is really fulfilled when you watch his game. But at the end of the day for me, Steele, and I know this is a tough one to really go back and forth on because of how good both of them have been this year. You know, at this point in this season, I don't think you can really go wrong with either. Usually when we do the who would you rather own, it's a clear choice, a one way or the other. You can at least make a good argument. In my opinion, both these guys are fun to watch. Both have had great seasons. But where the where it differentiates for me is the versatility of Jonathan Huberdeau. He does so much. Top power play unit, top penalty killing unit. I don't know how many players in the league do that. Like, there can't be many. He's leading the league in assists. His playmaking ability is special. But what I think is really what turns the page for me is leadership. How is he not the captain on this team? Like, Barkov is a great player too, but in my opinion, such a good player. Former Calder winner as well, which I don't really think a lot of people realize. So he's kind of had that caliber from the get-go, and it's just consistency. The guy is so good. So I think, really, if you're this guy's fantasy owner, Jonathan Huberdeau or Johnny Gaudreau, you're probably having a great season overall.
Yeah, I would think that the only advantage that Jonathan Huberdeau has just based off of this year alone is the power play time. You know, he's put up, I think, 30 power play points so far on the season, you know, 25 of those being assists. So there's no question that Huberdeau is one of the best playmakers in the game right now. But Johnny Gaudreau is up there as well. He has 60 assists. He's a better goal scorer than Jonathan Huberdeau is. Like, they both have 90 points, 30 goals and 60 assists for Johnny Gaudreau, and then 21 goals and 69 assists for Jonathan Huberdeau. So both of these guys have elevated their game this season, and that's why both of these teams are at the top of their division.
Big time. And I think one of the other points that I wanted to make here, and, you know, looking back at my notes, is Gaudreau seemed to struggle a couple of years there with his confidence, right? There's never a lack of question of skill, because clearly the skill is through the ceiling with him. It's more so confidence. And I think that's one of the things that you can see with Huberdeau is that killer instinct. It looks like he has a little bit more of a tougher mental game, but that's one of those hard things. It's not a tangible thing, right? You can't put your finger on it and go, oh, he had 69 assists. So anyway, I think what's interesting with both of these players is they are major reasons their teams are where they are this year, maybe even more so Gaudreau. So maybe he is worth more of a look for the Hart Trophy, which is what? Most valuable player to the team. So I think this is a really interesting one to look at, Steele, especially because, hey, these two teams might be playing each other in 6 to 7 weeks come Stanley Cup time. 6 to 7 weeks. I'm bad with my math. 7 to 8 weeks, whatever it is. That's really when I think you want to keep your eye on these two, because if they go toe-to-toe in the cup, baby, that's going to be fireworks.
We really can't do math, can
no.
we?
No.
No, we can't. This is why we're sticking to hockey.
6 to 7 weeks is like mid-May. It's going to be round two. It's like, figure it out. But that's not why you tune into this show. You tune into this show for the takes and for what we like to hit you with. You know I got to tell you about Built Bars. They are covered in 100% chocolate, and they are delicious. You know, I've probably given up on healthy snacking way too many times. That's why I go with Built. They are delicious and they are healthy. We know beach season is coming up. It's time to get serious. It's time to try Built. Make sure you hit them up. Go to built.com. Scroll down the macros chart. You'll be blown away. Low carb, high fiber. It's a healthy, delicious treat. And they're coming out with new flavors all the time. So do not slip. Make sure you hit it up. Go to built.com, punch in the promo code LOCK15, and get 15% off.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Now Podcast, nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. You don't want to miss out on any of the highlights. It's free and available on all podcast platforms, just like this podcast right here. So please make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and you'll get the latest episodes of this podcast every single day, Monday to Friday. And of course, Flip and I appreciate all the support and all the love out there. So thank you so much for tuning in. Flip, like you said, 6 games on the schedule for Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
I was looking at these games. I'm not very good matchups, in my opinion. Very difficult to pick DFS selections and for big-time bets as well.
I don't
fancy any of these matchups, maybe besides the Rangers Red Wings game, but even that's the Rangers second game of a back-to-back. So I'm not a fan of these games, but we will get provide some DFS selections and some big-time bets. Let's get with the DFS segment though. I never do this, and this is something that I would never think that I would do for DFS. I'm going with the Arizona Coyotes for some of my DFS selections here.
I like it.
Arizona Coyotes versus the San Jose Sharks. This would probably be one of the games that this is the game that I'm going with Arizona because these are two of the lesser teams in the NHL right now. Mm. The Arizona Coyotes, they're on a 6-game losing streak. You know, they had a 2-week span where they were absolutely on fire, putting up some crooked numbers, but they've slowed down. They've fallen back to earth, and they're playing the game that we've seen them play for the last 6, 7, 8 years. And so they're back to the regular ways, but Nick Schmaltz, Clayton Keller, and Shane Gostisbehere are about the only players you can use for fantasy leagues as well as for DFS from the Arizona Coyotes. That's who I'm going with for my DFS selections from this one matchup. Like I said, it has been a little bit of a struggle the last 5 games. 2 points for Clayton Keller, 3 points for Schmaltz, 3 points for Shane Gostisbehere. Not jumping off the page like they did 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, but I like this matchup. I like this matchup. They're back home in their home arena. And I think that top line of Nick Schmaltz, Clayton Keller has really carried this Arizona team. And, you know, for me, has gone above expectations. I thought they'd have a lot less points at this point in the season, but I'm going with those three for my first DFS selections.
I am so glad that you mentioned that this was a tough one for you to look at, because I will be straight up honest. It was a little bit like pulling teeth when I was doing the research and looking into the numbers here. There's not a ton to love straight up being confident and backing aside. I don't think you're going to like, actually, I know you're not going to like one of my picks because I'm switching.
I usually don't.
I'm switching things up too, Steele. And you know what? At the end of the day, where I'm looking for forwards tonight, Winnipeg Jets, the Buffalo Sabres have been playing better. I know. But come on, Craig Anderson, good story. But Tkarski and Craig Anderson have got to be the most lackluster goaltending tandem in the league, and there's a lot of them. So I will say this. We've talked a little bit about the Jets picking it up a bit, 6-2 over their last 8 games, and they're finally getting consistent goaltending from Connor Hellebuyck. We talked about that, and I'll leave it at this. Buffalo allows a lot of goals, man.
Yeah.
Winnipeg is playing better. Let's not overthink this one on a tough night of games. I would say target the top 6 on the Winnipeg Jets, who have all started to really click. Aside from Kyle Connor, they're finally starting to put out a little bit. So I say jump on them while they're hot.
that's exactly where I went with my second matchup. This was the easy game for me. The Jets versus the Sabres. The Winnipeg Jets are 7-3 in their last 10 games. I'm going with that entire top line. I believe Dubois has actually jumped up to the first line to get some playing time with Kyle Connor and Blake Wheeler. So I'm going with Pierre-Luc Dubois, Kyle Connor, Blake Wheeler, and I'm also throwing Josh Morrissey on the back end. I believe I'll be able to afford all of those guys because of my Arizona guys that I selected. Morrissey, 4 points in his last five games, three of those being goals. So he's lighting up the lamp for the Jets on the blue line. Connor, 9 points. Wheeler, 7 points. So those two guys are solidified. Those are the best two players on their team right now. Pierre-Luc Dubois, for this reason, he should be a lot cheaper than those other two forwards. He hasn't put up a ton of points in the last, you know, five, six games. I believe he only has one or two in the last six games, both of those being assists. So it's been a little bit difficult for him. I think that's why he's jumped up to the first line, to get a little bit more chemistry, a little bit more playing time. And you kind of go from there against this weaker team. But as well, on the other side, there are some cheaper options, you know, for utility spots. And like guys like Dylan Cousins, Peyton Krebs, those are the type of guys I'm looking at, you know, for some cheaper options that have still jumped up in there and helped their team over the last little while.
Hey, amen. You know, I love me some Dylan Cousins and some Peyton Krebs action. I love them both, and I think both have bright futures and definitely find some value. But you can find some value down Winnipeg's lineup too. Adam Lowry, yeah. Mason Appleton, even Nikolaj Ehlers, who's, you know, was injured and hasn't played super good this year, but not going to pay a premium. I think this is a high-scoring game. Stay tuned for big-time bets coming up right around the break. But, hey, at the end of the day, and we've said this before, if you and I are looking at these games still and feeling, ooh, this doesn't look like a great spot for a number of options – this is just as much of a warning that maybe you dial the bet back a little bit tonight. Don't go as deep with the wagers. Wait it out. There's lots of great hockey to come because we look at way too many stats, way too many box scores. So if it doesn't smell good, it usually won't taste good either, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. And for, I would say 98, 99% of the time, we can always find some great selections, some great picks for the hockey games that night. But this is just a weird night where the matchups don't look great to both of us. And, you know, I'm, you know, looking at all of these matchups, especially the Kings versus Oilers, for me, that one's very difficult to, you know, get intrigued by, you know, because both sides could easily come out with the win. The Kings got pumped 6-1 the other night when I, against the Seattle Kraken, which I thought would have been an easy dub, but, you know, it didn't.
Let's not go there.
That way.
Let's not go
there. Yeah, we won't go there. But again, these matchups just aren't very, very keen for tonight. So besides the Arizona Coyotes matchup and the Winnipeg Jets, for that matter, not really much to go not a lot to go off of. But again, we're going to come out with the big picks here in a moment. I still got a couple from two games that I'd love to hear your opinion on. I'm really excited to see what you have to say, because you said I'm definitely not going to like at least one of your picks, but we'll get to that very, very soon.
Let's get it.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So please make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. And thank you so much for all the love and support up there. Let's get into the big time bets. Definitely a weird night for Wednesday's games. Like we mentioned before, I'll just, you know, I'll bang out my first two picks right now for Wednesday night. It's not a game I talked about, but I am going with the Rangers on the money line versus the Red Wings. This is the second game of a back-to-back against the Range for the Rangers, actually.
Yeah.
But I like this situation because the Red Wings have been absolutely terrible. And, you know, the amount of time... Did you pick the Red Wings?
You're not going to like what I have to say in a couple seconds here.
All right. We'll get to you about what you need to say about this game. But, yeah, I'm taking the Rangers on the money line. It's the second game of a back-to-back because they played the Penguins Tuesday night. You know, Gorgiev's probably going to be in net, or he most likely will be in net in this matchup. But yeah, the Red Wings have put up some, they've had some crooked numbers put up against them in the last month, 2 months. Every single time that Flip and I, like we mentioned before, every time that we think that they're heading in the right direction, they get absolutely blown out of this universe. So Rangers on the money line for me for my first pick. And also in this game, Rangers and Red Wings over 6 goals in this matchup.
I think you have to go with the over. That's one of my picks as well. But let's get weird. I said it's a weird night. I'm pairing that over with the Red Wings, baby. And hear me out. I know the Rangers are a better team. We know this. It's not even close. We know the Red Wings have not played well. That's a fact. I'm not going to reinvent that. But I will say this. They got an 11 spot hung on them. They got a 9 spot hung on them by the Arizona Coyotes. A 10 piece by the Maple Leafs. It's not pretty in Detroit this year on the defensive end. That's clear. Lots of talent on this team. But right now, I believe they now have given up more goals than the Seattle Kraken. And that's saying something for the most allowed in the league this season. I don't even need to look that up. They have allowed the most goals this season. But I'll say this. Each game that they've got the doors blown off, they've either come back and won or lost in overtime. Every single time this season, a multi-goal blowout game, they almost always play better. They still lose a couple of those games, but they've been real close and they've won some of them too. So I'll say this. This is just a bad spot for the Rangers. What do they have to lose? Everything. What do the Red Wings have to gain? Not much. I just think with Gorgiev in there, and I'll read off his stats, it's a hard sell steal. I gotcha. But Red Wings money line plus 150, it's worth the squeeze. Gorgiev over his last 7 games, 880 save percentage while allowing 20 goals on 170 shots. That's way too many, and he hasn't played well. Over, love it. Give me the Red Wings for the juice as well, and that's another side bet as well.
I honestly wouldn't expect anything more than that because of how much Igor Shesterkin gets played, but yeah. I am actually Flip, you're killing me here, man. It's you're killing me with these picks. Another side bet in the back pocket. We'll see what happens, but I think you're smoking something over there because
that's Of course we are. That's why we can't count numbers.
That apparently not. So I'm taking the Rangers on the money line. You've got the Red Wings. We both taking the overs in this. Yeah, we both have the overs. I will let you now know my lock of the night.
Let's hear it.
That is the Winnipeg Jets on the puck line versus the Buffalo Sabres for my lock of the night. Like you mentioned, they're getting a lot better play out of Connor Hellebuck. Kyle Connor is leading the charge right now. 41 goals, 41 assists.
Wow.
He's putting up some crooked stats as well this season. You know, if they can get a couple of their bottom 6 forwards to, you know, jump up offensively and just help out, get the pressure off the top 6 forwards' shoulders, then they would have a very, very relaxing way into the end of the season and even, you know, finish in a wild card spot. So for me, this is a game that the Jets really need to win, you know, against these lower tier teams if they want to make the playoffs. Jets on the puck line for my lock of the night.
The puck line king is back, and you're going to like this one because I got the Jets on the money line. Look, Buffalo has played pretty good since the All-Star break, so they deserve a little bit of credit. But for some reason, they're great on the road, bad at home. Really big come-from-behind win against Chicago on Monday night. Maybe Chicago blew it a bit, but still a good one. But the Sabres have only 6 wins out of their last 20 home games. So for whatever reason, they don't like the home cooking. Hellebuck in his last 7 starts, 930 save percentage, 5 wins and a shutout. I love this spot for the Jets. Like you said, I say it a lot, in a dogfight for that last wild card spot, only 2 points back, playing better. I got to go with the Jets in this situation, but that's not my lock of the night. I think you will actually like this lock of the night from a guy we haven't talked about at all since he signed with the Edmonton Oilers in a Vander Kane steal. LA is 1-5 in their last 6 visits to Edmonton. We know they have played a little bit of seesaw hockey lately, playing great, getting pumped, playing great, getting pumped. I think they get pumped again here. Edmonton, 21-12-0 at home this season. And Evander Kane has been effective steal for the Edmonton Oilers. You know, he hasn't gone more than 2 games being held off the score sheet. He was held off in his last 2. But before that, 7 goals and 2 assists over his previous 7. I love this spot. I don't know what it is. Evander Kane, I'm feeling it. Hey, guess what? Playing on the top line with Connor McDavid. Evander Kane, anytime point against the LA Kings who don't score a lot of goals. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it in a big way steal. That's my lock of the night for a big night from Evander Kane.
Yeah, if the guy's playing with Connor McDavid, you should expect at least 1 point from him in this matchup against the LA Kings. My lock of the night, again, the Winnipeg Jets on the puck line versus the Buffalo Sabres. Flips, lock of the night. Anytime point from Evander Kane against the LA Kings. We'll see what happens. Pencil it in, lock it in, put your money down. Not a lot to go off of Wednesday night, but we're still trying to find you some advantageous picks for Wednesday's games.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. If you want more gambling advice on what you should pick, but for not just hockey, make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q with insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all podcast platforms, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, please hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and once you do, you will get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time. You don't want to miss out on all the takes that Flip has to, because he has been smoking something recently if he's going with the Red Wings now. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.